Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hello, I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad that you could join us for today for our lesson called Brain Pop. Now, you see that word pop here. Many things go pop. When I think of the word pop, I think of popcorn. It's a great thing to eat. What do you think of, Carolyn, when you think of the word pop?
Well, popcorn is a really good snack, Gabe. Uh-huh. But when I think of pop, I think of a balloon and someone coming along and popping it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Nathaniel, what about you? What comes to your mind when you think of the word pop?
You know, I think of soda pop. Sometimes we call Coke or Sprite something like that. We call that pop.
That's right. And friends, if you are learning something new, if you just learned something new, sometimes your brain goes pop. We're talking about this educational program online, brainpop.com. Let's get started with our first reading for today.
Brain Pop, making education fun. Pediatrician Abraham Kadar faced the challenge of explaining complex medical concepts to children he was treating. But in 1999, he found a solution, and teachers have been reaping the benefits ever since. Kadar created Brain Pop, an educational program consisting of brief animated videos in which a man named Tim and his robot friend Moby discuss various subjects. The videos fall into 7 categories: engineering and technology, science, social studies, English, math, health, and arts and music. They cover over 500 topics, from historical figures to recent inventions, fostering interest in the subjects through humor and illustrations. Brain Pop's materials also include quizzes, activities, answers to questions, and extra information about each topic.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. Have you ever visited the doctor and felt like you didn't really understand what he was saying? Not to worry, you're not alone. In today's article, we're going to learn about a program created to help. Before we begin, let's go over our vocabulary words. Reap. Reap is a verb. Carrie reaped large profits from the movie she helped direct. Foster. Foster is a verb. The program's purpose is to foster musical and artistic talent in its students. Accessible. Accessible is an adjective. The law says that all public buildings must be accessible to people who have trouble walking. Embrace. Embrace is a verb. John's boss embraced his plan to improve the company's image. Your more information words are pediatrician. Pediatrician is a noun. App. App is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, Brain Pop does sound very interesting, and as we can see, it was started by a man named Abraham Kadar, a pediatrician Abraham Kadar. Now, a pediatrician is a children's doctor. Carolyn, do you know of any pediatricians?
Actually, Gabe, I do know a pediatrician very well, because my mom works for a pediatrician.
Your mom works for a pediatrician?
Yes.
So then your mom gets to see children all the time?
Yeah, every day they come into the office and she helps them sign in to see the doctor.
Well, that sounds like kind of a fun job. I think your mom maybe has a similar heart as Abraham Kadar. He wants to see children grow and improve. And it says here that he faced the challenge of explaining complex medical concepts to the children that he was treating. Now, when you face a challenge, that means something difficult is about to happen, and you maybe don't want to do it, but you go ahead and try. You face the challenge. Nathaniel, have you ever faced a challenge?
Yeah, I grew up in Asia, and when I went back to study in university in the United States, I faced a challenge going back there. It didn't feel like home. It was a big challenge.
All right, that would be a big challenge. Well, continuing on, we find that in 1999, Abraham Kadar found a solution, and teachers have been reaping the benefits ever since. We see this word bank word, reap, and this makes me think of like a field that you can harvest, a field with maybe wheat or other grains, and you reap these things. Usually the things are good, you can reap the benefits. What else can you reap, Carolyn?
Well, we think about reaping consequences in a more negative idea, and that means that you get punished for something that you do.
Okay, that's right. So you talk about reaping benefits, reaping consequences. How else can you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, like you mentioned, we could say something like the farmers were reaping their rice for the season, something like that.
Okay, so there are different things that you can reap in life, and there's a common phrase, you reap what you sow. That means be careful what you decide to do, because you will either have benefits or consequences from what you did. You reap what you sow. Well, Kadar created Brain Pop, an educational program consisting of brief animated videos. We see this phrase, consists of. You can use this phrase in different ways. When I'm baking cookies, which I rarely do, that consists of using flour and eggs and other things. It consists of those things. How else can you use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, consist, I think of my room consists of a bed and a desk and a chair.
Okay, it consists of these different things. Well, let's continue right now. It says this educational program consists of brief animated videos in which a man named Tim and his robot friend Moby discuss various subjects. I want to get to know Tim and Moby. Let's watch a video about Brain Pop right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tim, and this is my pal Moby, and we're here to tell you all about Brain Pop. Brain Pop features hundreds of animated movies, interactive quizzes, and activities for grades 3 and up. Our resources are used in schools, at home, or on the go. Teachers like us because we cover tons of subjects from across their curriculums. Well, not to brag or anything, but we're used in thousands of schools worldwide, and we get millions of visits from kids each month. We've even won a bunch of educational awards and been proven effective in a science-based research study. Yeah, but don't let your head get too big. Moby and I have been around since 1999, when Brain Pop was founded, and the family's grown quite a bit since then.
Well, Moby, I don't think you should let your head get too big, but I do think you have something to be proud of there at Brain Pop. Well, continuing on, we see the videos fall into 7 categories. That is an interesting phrase, if something falls into a category. Does this mean that these videos are actually falling, Nathaniel?
No, they're not falling, but they do fit into different types or categories, which are listed right here.
All right, there are many different categories, and one of them is engineering, we have technology, science, social studies, English, math, health, and arts, and music. Okay, wow, that is a lot. And they cover over 500 topics, from historical figures to recent inventions. Well, we see that word historical, and I think Ken and Steve want to talk about that a little bit more. Let's go and join them in the info cloud.
Ken, can you name a historical figure?
A historical figure? How about Abraham Lincoln?
Good one. Now, I'll name one too. My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather? What famous thing did he accomplish?
Well, nothing that I know of, but he is unmistakably a historical figure, that I'm sure of.
Okay, I can see where you're going with this one. A historical figure is someone who existed in the past. It doesn't really matter if the person is important or not. We might speak of a minor historical character that few people know of.
Exactly. Historical also refers to anything concerned with history or the study of the past. You can write a historical novel today. It wouldn't be very old when it's published, but since it's concerned with history, we call it a historical novel.
Why don't we look at another word, historic? How are historic and historical different?
Good question. Historic refers to what is important in history. For example, we talk about Neil Armstrong's historic trip to the moon. Historic is also used for what is famous or interesting because of its association with persons or events in history. For example, the White House is a historic house.
So historic and historical have distinct meanings?
Strictly speaking, yes. But these words are often used interchangeably. For example, we may speak of historic times or historical times.
Good point. Historic 跟 historical 我们可以来做一个区分。Historic 指的是历史上有名的、有历史性的。像美国的白宫就是一个 historic house。Historical 是有关历史或根据历史的。你可以写一本 historical novel, 历史小说。今天的课文讲到 historical figures, 历史人物。一个 historical figure 不一定很有名。但是在历史上呢是有记载这个人。其实 historical 跟 historic 这两个字的差别并不是那么的明显。他们的定义呢有时候会重叠。比如说古老的时期可以讲 historic times, 也可以讲 historical times。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, now you know the difference between historical and historic.Back to the lesson, these videos cover 500 topics, fostering interest in the subjects through humor and illustrations. And we see that word bank word there, to foster something, means to help it to grow or develop. What kinds of things can you foster, Carolyn?
Well, you know, Gabe, I really like animals. I think of foster, I think of fostering an animal that doesn't have a home.
Okay, so you can foster an animal that doesn't have a home. If you're fostering an animal, does that mean you plan to keep it forever?
No, you keep it for a short amount of time until someone else is willing to adopt it.
That's right. Well, what else can you foster, Nathaniel?
I think a teacher fosters growth in the classroom so that their students can get more knowledge from the class.
All right, well, you can use this word foster in different ways.I want to take a listen to what Liz at the Grammar Gym has to say.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about Brain Pop and how they cover over 500 topics from historical figures to recent inventions, fostering interest in the subjects through humor and illustrations. That's our grammar tip sentence.There are two parts to the sentence. Part one, they cover over 500 topics from historical figures to recent inventions. And this leads to part two, fostering interest in the subjects through humor and illustrations. You can use this pattern when you have a situation, and this makes another situation happen. Just remember, the verb in part two has an ing ending. For example,Instead of saying, the bus had a flat tire, this made everyone late to work. You can change this to, the bus had a flat tire making everyone late to work. Or, there was a big accident downtown. This created a traffic jam. This becomes, there was a big accident downtown creating a traffic jam. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym.Bye-bye. I
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天第一个重点我们来看的是 reap 这个动词。 reap 本来是指收割农作物，但是在这里 reap 是指收获或获得。例如 After years of researching and developing his ideas, Henry is ready to reap the benefit of his new product. 经过多年的研究与开发他的想法， Henry 已经预备好要从他的新产品获利。接下来我们看的是 foster 这个动词。Foster 是指培养或促进，例如 A good parent-child relationship fosters the child's self-esteem， 良好的亲子关系能够培养孩子的自尊心。或者是 High temperatures foster the spread of the disease， 高温促进这个疾病的传播。
Hi and welcome backToday we've been talking about this really great educational website called Brain Pop, to give your brain a little pop with information. And it has over 500 different topics that you can learn new things about. Well, let's continue on with our second reading for today and learn some more about this really great site.
Brain Pop.Brain Pop can be used in the classroom or at home through the internet. And it is now accessible everywhere through its apps for mobile devices. Brain Pop also provides resources for different groups. Brain Pop Junior for younger students, Brain Pop Español for Spanish speakers, and Brain Pop ESL for those learning English.Almost 20% of American schools have embraced BrainPop, and its popularity is growing worldwide. Its website, apps, and products have won multiple awards from magazines, websites, and other organizations.
Well, as we see, BrainPop can be used in the classroom or at home through the internet.And it is now accessible everywhere through its apps for mobile devices. We see that word bank word, accessible, right there. If something is accessible, that means you can get it easily. Well, Nathaniel, how else can we use this word accessible?
I think of books that are written for children, but that adults also enjoy. And we could call those children's books accessible for adults also.
All right, so that's a kind of different meaning or way to use this word accessible. You can use that word in different ways. How else can you use the word accessible, Carolyn?
Well, usually I think of something being handicap accessible, which means someone who is in a wheelchair can easily use, say, an elevator.
Okay, so handicap accessible, something that is accessible or easily used for people who are handicapped. I also think of maybe a room and the front door is not accessible, but you can get in through the back door. It is accessible through the back door. There are different ways you can use this word accessible. So these things are accessible everywhere through its apps for mobile devices. When I think of an app...I think of Angry Birds, or a fun game like that that I can play on my iPod. What kinds of things do you guys think of?
Well, probably my most useful app is my Chinese dictionary app.
That sounds pretty useful. What other kinds of apps are there?
I think of Google Maps that can show you where you're going or where you can go in your nearby area.
Okay, so there's lots of different kinds of apps. I'm sure if you have a smartphone, there's...plenty of apps on it. Well, continuing on, BrainPop also provides resources for different groups. BrainPop Junior for younger students, BrainPop Español for Spanish speakers, and BrainPop ESL for those who are learning English. Carolyn, do you know anything about BrainPop ESL or BrainPop Español?
Well, I don't know much about BrainPop Español, but ESL...I did check out that site, and it's very fun.
Really?
Yeah, I did the level 2 English, so not too hard, not too easy, but you can play a lot of really fun games and help Moby achieve different goals.
Interesting. You can help this nice, friendly robot to achieve some of his goals. Well, you can check out many different things at BrainPop. It is useful for many different kinds of learners, different language learners as well, as you can see. Also, almost 20% of American schools have embraced BrainPop. Wait a minute. Almost 20%. That is a pretty big amount of schools that has really embraced BrainPop. And we see that this keyword, embrace, is something that schools are doing. When you embrace something, that means you hold on to it, you like it a lot, and you are allowing it to change you. How else can you use that word embrace, Nathaniel?
Well, you could even say that two people embraced. It just means that they gave each other a hug.
Okay, so two people embrace. I think of like maybe embracing change, embracing something that's not easy to embrace. Often change is not easy to embrace, but we need to learn how to embrace things like change or maybe to embrace our own weaknesses, right? What else can you embrace?
Well, I think of embracing yourself. So accepting yourself for who you are and understanding that you are you.
Okay, you are you, so embrace yourself. So, of course, you can embrace positive things and negative things. They can also be good in some ways. Now, we can embrace BrainPop like many schools are doing, and its popularity is growing worldwide. So, how is its popularity growing worldwide, Carolyn?
Well, it sounds like people are using it all over the world, so it's not just in one area.
That's right. So lots of different learners, lots of different people from different cultures are embracing and learning from BrainPop. Its website, apps, and products have won multiple awards from magazines, websites, and other organizations. Well, it sounds like BrainPop is pretty successful. I think Michelle has something else she wants to share with us right now. Let's go to the language lab.
继续我们接下来看的是 accessible 这个形容词 注意它的第一个C是发 k 的音 第二个C是发 s 的音 念成 accessible accessible 是指可使用的 可进入的 或者可以取得的 例如 the mobile library made books more easily accessible for children living in remote areas 流动图书馆让住在偏远地区的孩子们比较容易接触到书籍 继续我们看的是 embrace 这个动词 embrace 本来是指拥抱 例如 the couple embraced each other before they parted 这对情侣分开前彼此拥抱 但是在今天的 embrace 的意思是指欣然接受 例如 Tom embraced a golden opportunity to work abroad Tom 欣然接受国外工作的大好机会 And back to you teachers!
Well, we found out a lot about BrainPop today. Pediatrician Avraham Kadar has created a great website, and it's a great tool for many people around the world. And it's very educational. It's an award-winning tool. Many people have used it, and it makes me think, it makes me wonder what other things in technology, what other technological advances have been used to educate ourselves. Carolyn, what other things have you used to educate yourself?
Well, when I travel in the morning going to work, I really like to listen to educational podcasts on my MP3 player.
Okay, so what kinds of things do you listen to on your podcasts?
Well, right now, my favorite podcast is Stuff You Should Know, and they cover a very large amount of topics.
Interesting. Well, what about you, Nathaniel? How do you use technology to educate yourself?
You know, I've been reading books on my Kindle. And on the Kindle, you can see the meaning of any word in the book on the very same screen. So I always try to find out what every word means that I don't understand yet.
Well, there are so many different forms of technology. I personally like to watch YouTube videos to learn new dance moves. Sometimes. Well, we've learned a lot about BrainPop today, and we have more to learn tomorrow, so we will see you then.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
After the 15 minutes crossing to St. Petersburg, He swam to the bank about 50 meters downriver so as to avoid meeting any passengers. Then he ran by dark footpaths until he reached his aunt's back fence and climbed over it. A light was burning in the sitting room. Tom looked through the window. Aunt Polly, Sid, Tom's sister Mary, and Joe Harper's mother were sitting together talking. The bed was between them and the door, so Tom went to the door and opened it very slowly and carefully.
"Why is the candle blowing like that?"
said Aunt Polly.
"I think the door's open. Go and shut it, Sid."
Tom disappeared under the bed just in time. He lay and took deep breaths for a minute. Then he moved nearer to where he could see his aunt's foot.
"But, as I was saying,"
said Aunt Polly,
"he wasn't bad. Not really. Just loved fun. He never meant any harm. Indeed, he was the best-hearted, most well-meaning boy."
And she began to cry.
"My Joe was like that, too. Couldn't keep out of trouble. But he was always kind. And I punished him for taking that cream. I forgot I had thrown it out because it was bad. And now I'll never, never see him again. The poor, poor boy."
And Mrs. Harper cried as if her heart would break.
"I hope Tom's in a happier world,"
said Sid.
"But if he'd been a better boy..."
"Sid!"
Tom couldn't see the angry look in the old lady's eye, but he could almost feel it.
"Not a word against my Tom. He's gone, and I won't hear a word against him from you. Oh, Mrs. Harper, I don't know how to live without him. He was such a comfort to me, although he made a terrible lot of trouble for me.